Well, 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 good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Robbie Noel with you on this, what's today, Wednesday? Yeah, that's right, it's Wednesday. Sometimes I forget which day it is. Yeah, I guess you call it getting old. Great news today. All websites are back to normal. Yes, irrespective of which website you link into, whether it's rbnlive.com, whether it's republicbroadcasting.org, whether it's republictradinggroup.com, whether it's eaglesup.com, you'll find the right place. Quick check on what happened in the financial markets. Oh, by the way, welcome to the flip side, brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. Always seem to forget that. Web address, eaglesup.com. Or republictradinggroup.com. Either one will get you there. Dow Jones Industrial Averages squeaked out a half a point gain on the day today, ended at 12,666. Uh-oh. You always got to get nervous when you see three sixes show up in the Dow. NASDAQ finished up 19 points at 2,490. U.S. dollar was flat on the day, ended at 84.61. Oil off 11 cents at $57.60. Have you noticed how gas prices climb at the pump when crude oil goes down, and they climb in the pump when crude oil goes up? I don't know. Can't figure that one out. Gold in New York closed off 60 cents on the day at $652.90. That's because oil declined 11 cents. Silver irked out a 3-cent gain at $13.73. Platinum, big winner of the day, up $19, end at $1,200 even. Palladium, or up $6 at $347. Currently in Asian trading, gold's off 80 cents at $652.90, silver off 3 cents at $13.70. Well, what does the financial world hold for us? We'll get into that when we return. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We worked for a while. Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Little J.J. Kale. Merrill Lynch sounds the alarm on global liquidity. This according to Ambrose Evans-Pritchard from the London Telegraph. Merrill Lynch today warned of a global credit crunch as central banks in Europe and Asia tighten monetary policies, advising clients to shun risk and switch to safer assets over the forthcoming months. Presenting its strategy for 2007, the U.S. bank said the world boom has clearly given way to a slowdown that will shake up markets and punish small equities, industrial metals, and lower the tier assets of almost every kind. Money can still be made as the cycle turns, chiefly by rotating into short-term cash deposits and quality stocks with good dividend yields. Well, sure, Merrill Lynch has to pump its equity stake, but the bottom line is, now bear in mind, I always question Merrill Lynch's well, if you think back to 1980, when gold was trading at $850, was the last time that Merrill Lynch gave a recommendation to its clients to buy gold at the top of the market. So one has to question its sanity. But are they right this time? Well, the massive equity bubbles, which arose from artificially low interest rates and the deliberate destruction of the dollar by reckless increases in the money supply, have shifted trillions of dollars from working class Americans to the predatory aristocrats at the top of the economic food chain. The gulf between the rich and poor has grown so wide that it now poses a direct threat to our increasingly fragile system of government. Whatever future developments may prove to be, my guess is that the U.S. will continue to maintain a facade of constitutional government and drift along until financial bankruptcy overtakes it. This, according to Chalmers Johnson in his latest book entitled Empire vs. Democracy. You see, my friends, everything is based on, and this is a point I make time and time again, everything is based on the U.S. dollar. It's not rocket science. You don't have to be a economic professor. You don't have to have studied economics at school. It's a very basic thing. Where's the U.S. dollar going? Could 07 be the great crash of the fiat currency known as the U.S. dollar? Well, I'll leave you to make that call. You see, every time the U.S. dollar is traded, a check is issued on the account that is, by the way, overdrawn to the tune of $8.6 trillion. See, that is the present size of the national debt. It is without question the biggest swindle in history. Flimsy sheets of faded green script are eagerly exchanged for costly goods and services without any regard to the real value of the currency. And the real value of the currency is absolutely nothing. How is it that this scam persists when people appear to be aware of the massive debt and deficits which underwrite the U.S. dollar? Do they still believe in that fairy tale about the full faith and credit of the United States backing up every greenback? Or have they been pacified by the wizened graybeards like Alan Greenspan and Hank Paulson, who soothingly bray about the strong dollar policy? While we do have a strong dollar policy, we actually shipped 363 tons of paper to Baghdad, which nobody can account for. The question is, how is it that this scam persists when people appear to be aware of the massive debt and deficits and this strong dollar policy? Is this just merely gibberish from the mouths of those officials at U.S. Treasury? You see, my friends, in truth, the dollar rests on the crumbling foundations of consumerism and oil. The American consumer's gluttonous appetite for spending has kept the greenback flying high for decades. Economists marvel at America's lust for electronic gadgetry, the latest fashions, the useless knickknacks. They call our spending the engine for global growth, and indeed it is. No other country in the world is nearly as addicted to binge spending as a U.S. consumer. As long as he can beg, borrow, and steal his way into the shopping mall, the orgy of spending is bound to continue. Just for reference, consumer spending is 70% of GDP. Regrettably, there are signs that the U.S. consumer is beginning to buckle from the weight of personal debt. The Associated Press reported just this week that people are saving at the slowest rate since the Great Depression, and the Commerce Department stated that the nation's personal savings rate for 2006 was a negative 1%, the worst showing in 73 years. Additionally, let's not forget this, credit card debt has skyrocketed, which is an indication that homeowners are no longer able to siphon easy money from their home equity. The nosediving real estate market has slowed refinancing to a dribble, cutting the additional $825 billion of cash which was extracted from home equity last year. Clearly, the well is running dry. The housing bubble is hang gliding into the abyss, and there's nothing Fed Master Bernanke can do to save it from its inevitable crash landing. Central banks around the world are now watching for any sign that the American consumer is about to give up the ghost. As soon as that happens, bank managers everywhere will swing into action, ditch their U.S. dollars, head for the exits. When the global engine splutters to a halt, it'll be curtains for what we refer to as the greenback. One can look at the events leading up to the war in Iraq as an extortion racket, an oil extortion racket. Let's make no ifs, ands, or buts about this in any way, shape, or form, my friends. The war in the Middle East was about oil, pure and simple. The dollars linked to oil has helped keep it afloat. But, in truth, it's just another dismal ripple. More than 70% of the world's oil is denominated in U.S. dollars, a virtual monopoly for the United States. Until last year, even Russia was using dollars in its oil transactions with Germany. And imagine a comparable deal like the U.S. purchasing oil from Canada in rubles. Think about that for a second. It's lunacy. And yet this system the U.S. hopes to preserve so it can maintain its unique status as the world's reserve currency and keep expanding its debt into perpetuity. It explains why the Federal Reserve has been able to increase the money supply by a whopping 15% for the last 6 years. Trillions of dollars are now circulating in the oil trade, keeping the value of the dollar high by creating artificial demand. The other reason the dollar hasn't succumbed to hyperinflation is because the current account deficit is running at roughly $800 billion per year. The Asian giants, yes, they are Asian giants, China and Japan, and the oil-exporting countries are mopping up more than $700 billion of our red ink every single year. The dollar's link to oil forces central banks to maintain a homogeneous stockpile of U.S. dollars to pay the steadily rising price of oil that keeps their industries and vehicles running. Otherwise, they would have chucked the greenback years ago and converted to a more steadfast euro. The so-called global economic system has nothing to do with competition. Free markets, more private enterprise. That's just public relations gobbledygook. In practice, it is the world's biggest extortion racket, wherein the Godfather, otherwise known as Uncle Sam, holds a gun to the heads of his subjects and forces them to use fiat paper to purchase the oil that lubricates their economies. Why would anyone accept a personal check from a nation that owes the bank more than $8.6 trillion? Well, you may be asking yourself, why indeed? Well, it's blackmail, pure and simple. And yet the Chinese, the Japanese, continue to play along knowing full well that we neither have the inclination nor the resources to pay them back in kind. It's madness. Call it what you will. Because every so often, a rebel nation will try to break the shackle of the greenback tyranny and operate outside the U.S.-run system. Who did it the last time? Well, we had Saddam Hussein. He switched to euros 6 months before he was carpet-bombed in shock and awe. His defiance only hampered his ultimate downfall. Now Iran, let's throw in Venezuela, are threatening to convert to euros. Is it any surprise that they are now front and center on Bush's axis of evil hit list. Russia has already made conversions to euros, but of course, regime change is more difficult when a state has, yes, the bomb. Instead, the mainstream media is conducting an impressive swift boat campaign against Putin, smearing him as a Russian aristocrat who is trolling back democracy. At the same time, the Bush administration is threatening to deploy missile systems in Eastern Europe and ratcheting up the pressure in the former Soviet republics. Today it was announced that Iran has received Russian air and ground surface missiles. You see, Bush would rather restart the Cold War than abandon the supremacy of the greenback. The question is why? Is dollar supremacy really that crucial to our economy? There's no question the greenback is a bailing wire that keeps the global economy in the hands of the doddering old misers at the Federal Reserve. It is the cornerstone of the whole wretched system, a system which now includes torture, extraordinary rendition, and a myriad of other, shall we call them simply, war crimes. Just look at the president's budget that was announced this week for 2007 and 2008. $700 billion. Yeah, let me correct myself. $700,000 million for foreign wars. There's no way the U.S. can pay off that debt through the normal means of increasing exports. In fact, Bush has already said that he plans to preserve his unfunded tax cuts, whether they produce massive deficits or not. What Bush plans to do is force the foreign central banks to hold more dollar-based assets, thus thrusting our gigantic debt onto our trading partners. If you listened on Tuesday to Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, he said, and I quote, U.S. debt was up 10.1% to $4.085 trillion and accounts for 58.8% of all the credit issued globally last year. The U.S. is producing more debt than the rest of the world combined. As long as foreign lenders are willing to take our paper, Bush will keep expanding our debt. You see, America has become dependent on the kindness of strangers. Of course, if the central banks grow tired of this pyramid scheme and dump the dollar, the world can get on with the business of addressing, you know, those other issues. Like AIDS in Africa. Well, it's a big problem. But that won't happen, my friends, as long as the dollar reigns supreme and a small cadre of unelected racketeers at the Federal Reserve continue jerry-rigging the system. We are basically sleepwalking in the Weimar, otherwise known as the U.S. of A. Anyway, I suppose one could say the good news is the Bush administration is pushing the dollar towards extinction anyway. Another few years of $800 billion trade deficits, lavish unfunded tax cuts, and a Pentagon budget of $700 billion plus, and the old greenback will be going the way of the dodo bird. I often read articles from a website called goldenjackass.com. Guy writes this, a guy by the name of Jim Willey. In an article yesterday, he said, never in the history of central bankers has the hidden coordination, influence pressure, gargantuan money creation, doctored statistics and interference with financial markets been so broad, so deep, and so profound. My allegation is clear. that we now live in Weimar times, as has been warned for 2 years worth of scribbles, collectively, they have abused the privilege of printing money and in doing so have guaranteed a gold bull market. The more heavily the counterfeit press dispenses electronic dollars devoted in operation to credit, to consumer spending, to military adventures, to good old-fashioned fraud, the gold bull benefits from ample new oxygen and blood flow. And Willie is right. The system is rotten to the core. Once the dollar crashes, other currencies rush in to fill the void, generating greater competition between the energy and manufacturing giants. A new paradigm will emerge, distributing power more equitably among the states. It is a way to resurrect a system that is currently held together through force of arms. Besides, how long will China and Japan continue to sanction Washington's warmongering adventurism? My guess is that the daggers have already been sharpened in Beijing, Caracas, Delhi, and Moscow. Everyone is just waiting for Bush to cross that invisible line in the sand before they fling their greenbacks into the jet stream and wait for Goliath to tumble. You see, my friends, the invisible line in the sand is Iran. The world is at a crossroads. And everyone who can fog a mirror knows it. The superpower model of global governance has failed miserably. How can we build our economy when a handful of elitists in Washington, D.C., control the spigot for quickly dwindling oil reserves? How can we attack all the problems that we face without busting the bubble? Well, the model is hopelessly shattered. We'd be better off boarding up the White House and the Federal Reserve and starting again from square one. The world needs a break from Washington's wasteful spending and unprovoked wars. At the same time, foreign creditors are increasingly reluctant to keep financing America's extravagant consumerism and consumption. And no one is hoodwinked by Bush's war on terror scam, a conflict that was clearly concocted to assert control of the world's remaining resources. And who is controlling the world's resources? While America is mired in this problem in the Middle East, China is making inroads in Africa. Chinese president traveling all over Africa. Why is he in Africa? What's China's interest in Africa? Well, obviously, China can see something that the United States didn't see because of political correctness. China can see that Africa, especially the southern part of Africa, holds 90% of the world's strategic minerals, crucial in Western development. If China gets control of that region of the world, which they already have, by the way, the West ultimately is done. Put a fork in it. South Africa today is more closely aligned with China than it ever was with America because of political correctness. You see the cost you're going to pay for this thing called political correctness? I've supported Jimmy Carter in his latest debacle with his book equating Israel to the former government of South Africa, and I agree with him wholeheartedly on that. It's exactly the same. It's no different. One and the same thing. Equally interchangeable. He has come under attack from you-know-who. Shouldn't be a shock or surprise. But he's exactly correct. The question is, why did South Africa take that turn? Well, it was for no other reason than political pressure that was put on by various interest groups here in the United States to use South Africa as a scapegoat for America's obviously racist past. See, America had to establish another country where racism was more evil than in the United States. What a perfect foil in Southern Africa. Here you had a white minority government controlling a large black majority. So because of political correctness and rather allying with the forces of good in Southern Africa, America aligned with the forces of evil. While they were fighting communism in Southeast Asia, calling about the great domino effect of what would happen if Asia had to fall in the hands of communism, at the same time they were appeasing the communists in Africa. Go figure that one out. Talk about double standards. Wonder why I was so confused in my youth. America, I thought, was a friend. Until Jimmy Carter aligned with Robert Mugabe. You want to find out about Robert Mugabe, by the way, let me give you a heads up on Republic Trading Group's website. We put up a number of stories, videos, if you will. Words sometimes get lost in translation. Visual images have a great impact. And thanks to YouTube and Google Video, you can see some of the things I've been talking about for many years. You can see what Rhodesia looked like prior to Robert Mugabe. You can see the history of Rhodesia unfold before your very eyes. You can see the atrocities of Robert Mugabe. You can see him being interviewed by none other than Dan Rather. There's some interesting videos for you to peruse on the website, which you can access through eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.com. Both will get you there. You'll also find a four-hour documentary called The Money Masters. Gives you the whole history of the Federal Reserve System from 1913 onwards. A visual. You can see, I'm most probably going to get into a lot of trouble for this. You can also see, obviously, videos talking about the rise of Zionism. And it's not done by some anti-Semitic. It's done by a Jew who tells it like it is. As a matter of fact, I got a number of requests for it, and I just happened to stumble across it. It wasn't that it was a video or anything like that. It's just the transcript of the speech that was given when was that speech given? I believe it was in 1961. A speech given by Benjamin Friedman. And you can read it all in its entirety with images. And it talks about the rise of Zionism. And as I said, added many other links for you on, as you can tell, RepublicTradingGroup.com's website has evolved over the last 48 hours, and it was a pain in the butt, to be perfectly honest with you. When I say I'm a webmaster, I'm not really a webmaster. In other words, I don't understand the mechanics of the wonderful world of the web in order to produce a website. I'm a Mac guy. I point and shoot. It's trial and error. Some browsers may see the page differently than other browsers. I'm not that high tech. In other words, I don't match up the page with other browsers so people see the same thing no matter what internet system they use. I just put it together, and if it looks good on my computer screen, that's what you get. You'll also find something else we spoke about the other day. And that's Aaron Rousseau's Freedom from Fascism. The other day we were talking about that thing called responsibility. And you'll see a link that says liberty means responsibility. That's why most men dread it. Of course, most men dread responsibility. That's why we find ourselves in the mess we are in today. You see, because if you accept responsibility, that means you're not a victim. And if you're going to become a victim, if you're going to become a victim out there, then, you know, just take the blue pill and join the other sheep in the corral. And there's no hope for you. If you think you are a victim, you know, just get out of the way. If you feel that you can't stand up for yourself and challenge people who challenge you, then, you know, move aside. We don't have time to wait. You're a victim. You know, join the others. Take the blue pill. Go into the corral. See you, bye. Because we got some choices to make ahead. Do we have the courage to make those choices? Well, that's questionable. You know, when you look at everything that's going on today, it's a tough call. I don't have the answers in any way, shape, or form. I know where we're going. I know what the ultimate outcome is going to be. Do I know how to stop it, how to reverse it, how to change direction? Yeah, but do we have the will to do it? I don't think we have the will to do it. Because basically, in order to steer the good ship USS Liberty in the right direction, it's going to require a huge sacrifice. And I don't think people are prepared to sacrifice. We don't want to sacrifice anything. We like life easy. We don't want to do things. We don't want to go back to boot camp, because if you want to save the USS Liberty, trust me on this one, we got to go back to boot camp. We got to go doing the hard lifting. You know, it's like these people. We got an obese problem in America. There's a simple solution to the obesity problem in America, but do you think anybody wants to take that hard choice? No, it's much easier to pop a pill, wake up in the morning and lose 10 pounds. You see, if you want to lose weight, if you're an obese person, if you want to lose weight, I can guarantee you I will get your weight off. But it's going to require running 5 miles in the morning. It's going to require doing 100 push-ups. It's going to require doing stuff that nobody wants to do because it's too painful to do it. You want to save the country, you got to go back to boot camp. Got to go back to square one. The question is, who has the desire or the will to do that? I submit to you, not many people do, unfortunately. Yeah, it's one of those sad things to say. I mean, look at the stories that have evolved over the last week and a half, or 2 weeks. You know, they always say, America is great because we adhere to the rule of law. No, we don't. The justice system in this country is so bankrupt. America doesn't adhere to the rule of law. Laws run amok in this country. It's so corrupt. I mean, look at two cases, two major cases in the last 2 weeks that have proven beyond all reasonable doubt that prosecutors from the U.S. Justice Department lie, cheat, and steal, and innocent people go to jail. How can you trust a justice system when Justice Department officials lie and cover up? You got two Border Patrol agents that are sitting in jail getting beaten up by all forms of who knows what, they're in jail because why? Because Justice Department officials lied under oath. You lied to the government. See what happens to you. You lie to the government. You ask Martha Stewart what happens when you lie to the government. But what happens when the government lies to you? Why is the Justice Department lying about the border agents and the events that led up to the shooting of an illegal alien smuggling drugs into the United States? Well, some people will say, well, it's just a rogue prosecutor. This is not how the justice system works. We find honorable people. No, you're not. You're liars. You're thieves. You're crooks. You're the most despicable form of human beings on the planet. When you swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, and then turn around and lie under oath and put innocent people in jail, you are the lowest form of human waste there is. Well, it was just a rogue prosecutor. No, we got Mike Nifong. In the Duke rape case, exactly the same thing, no different. Withholding evidence, lying, covering up. Who knows what his motivation was? And are we relegated to that? Of course not. We had a Second Amendment case before the judiciary not long ago. Could the defendant use a Second Amendment as an argument of the people's right to keep and bear arms? No, the judge didn't allow it. Well, you can't use the Second Amendment. Oh, okay. What do we use? Whatever I tell you to use. The cases are so numerous. You've got Lieutenant, what's his name, Watada? I don't know. Not sure. It's a lieutenant who refused service to go back to Iraq because it's based on his argument of that it was an illegal war. Well, first of all, of course it was a legal war because it wasn't a war in the first place because Congress never declared it a war. It was a police action declared by the President of the United States. He has full right to use that argument in the court of law. Was this war illegal? Yes, it was. Why can't he use this argument? Because the judge won't allow it. Well, you can't argue whether this war was illegal or not. You're going to be charged with whether you deserted your troops. No, he didn't. The man had a conscience. If the criminal justice system, my friends, was broken, everything is broken. And you still holding on to belief systems that the U.S. dollar is going to remain the world's reserve currency, you're delusional. You are. You're as delusional as George Bush is. Not only delusional, psychotic. Need professional help and guidance. Now, I don't know what's happened at Republic Broadcasting Network, but I haven't heard anything in my headphones. And I know we haven't had a commercial break in a half, 45 minutes. Can somebody tell me if we're still on the air? You can break in at any time and say, Robbie, yes, we are still on the air. But anyway, we enjoy your babbling. Well. Let's see what else we have in the wonderful world in which we live today. I know there was something else I had to bring to your attention. And I can't for the life of me figure out what it was. Oh, yes, it's an unfortunate story. You know, it strikes me as nobody has taken any time, and these people who planned this war, to study history and previous conflicts. Today, once again, we had the announcement that a CH-46 Sea Knight transport helicopter was shot down in Baghdad. Another 7 U.S. kids died in this debacle. This makes it the 5th helicopter to be shot down in the last month. maybe last 3 weeks. Does anybody draw any parallels between the turning point in the Afghanistan war with the Soviet Union? You see, a lot of people don't study history. The turning point, and you think Russia didn't learn by this mistake? The turning point in the Afghanistan war, which led to the defeat of a superpower, was based on the fact when the U.S. started supplying the Mujahideen with air with ground-to-air shoulder-fired missiles. You see, because the Russians couldn't get into the mountainous regions of Afghanistan to squash the Mujahideen, the United States supplied Stinger missiles. It changed the course of the war. This ragtag bunch of Muslims and extremists and killers and murderers, as the Bush administration likes to call them, were able to turn the tide against a world superpower and ultimately led to the defeat of a world superpower. Is it possible that Russia is supplying insurgency groups within Iraq with shoulder-fired missiles as a revenge for the United States? You make the call. Are we going to be successful? And of course not. Anybody who thinks America will be successful in the Middle East is delusional. You are disregarding thousands of years of history. You are disregarding ethnic and racial tensions that have been there since the get-go, have never changed, will always be the same. You can't spread American democracy through the barrel of a gun. The only way, as George Washington said, the only way we can influence and change the world is lead by example. Set up a system of government that is so revered and admired by the world, they will fall over themselves to try and emulate it. The question is, who are these men in the shadows? Who are these people? Can't figure it out. And as I said, I'm not even sure if we're still on the air. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't think we're on the air. Unless somebody talks to me real soon. Well, there we go. Thank you so much. That's so good. Yeah, but we've had no commercial breaks. This has been a commercial-free hour. Unless there were commercials and you didn't. There you go. Well, it's, and I love you too. So, my friends, it's been an interesting day, especially in Washington, D.C. Nobody pays any attention to the ongoing trial of Scooter Libby, which I can understand why they're not paying any attention to it. Because it's an indictment of this administration's reasons for going to war. And anybody who opposed it was destroyed. Anyway, we'll take this short break and be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday. We had a small little, little computer glitch, which means we were commercial-free. And so we got a few callers lined up, and we'll take the calls as fast as we can. And I've forgotten who we have online. But anyway, you're up. Hi, who's this? Hey, Kerry. Hello.
Robbie, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
First of all, I just want to say I am not delusional, and you are on the air. Hello?
Yeah, carry on. Sorry, we're having a few little technical glitches, so
okay.
Just bear with it.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay,
can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell you I'm not delusional, and you are on the air. I'm enjoying your show very much.
Thank you.
On the subject of the Russians in Afghanistan, I don't know if you've ever seen it. There was a great movie made several years ago. The name of it was The Beast. It was about a Russian tank crew and the Mujahideen.
Right.
Have you ever seen that one?
I can't say I have.
That's a great movie. You should see it sometime.
Well, I will. But
I just wanted to let you know that you are broadcasting and everything's cool. And
Thank you. I appreciate it, sir.
You have a good show.
Thank you, sir. All right. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Robbie.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm just fine. I'd like to draw another analogy. I was just finishing up this book called American Way of War, and it starts off with the Americans fighting the British back in the Revolutionary War, and they point out that the British were using the 18th century tactics, that they had the mentality that if you'd go occupy a country, eventually they, or the capital of the nation, that they'd capitulate. And never in European history did they ever thought about completely driving out an opposing army. It was always see somebody else's capital or a little chunk of their territory. And I'm starting to see that basically what has happened is we have become the British, and the Iraqis have become the patriots, if you will, if you'll accept that analogy. And it's exactly what's going on in Iraq as to where we're thinking in 18th century tactics, if we just drive up here and occupy their capital, that they'll just lay down their arms. And but some reason nobody filled them in on those tactics.
Oh, sure. Look, I mean, if you go back and watch The Patriot with Mel Gibson, you know that movie? Remember that one?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You reverse those roles, and it verifies your point. We have become the British. We have adopted the imperial colonial attitude of the British. We have become our own worst enemy. There's no question. I mean, look who we are fighting against. I mean, Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox, a handful of guys without shoes were able to hold off the world's most powerful standing army. I mean, think about this. And Navy. A bunch of ragtag guys managed to hold off the world's number one military power.
Yep.
And you and as I always say, history has a funny way of repeating itself.
That's
hey, thanks, sure. Mike.
Hey, God bless you, Robbie. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Tomorrow night, Jeffrey Bennett will be in the big chair. And I will see you on Friday. Till then, see you, bye.